This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Jimmy Pearsall going in five. Jimmy Pearsall, your entire life has been baseball. Do you ever feel inadequate? Do you ever regret that your life has been directed in only one channel, Major League Baseball?
No, I don't have any regrets. I had planned it this way. If you, as a youngster, dream of something, I had dreamed about being a Major League Baseball player, and certainly I have no regrets that it came this way.
Well, of course, you're one of baseball's superior players. A basic problem, Jimmy, for a professional baseball player is being away from home so much. You're away from home, as every Major League ball player is, but you're away from your wife and you're away from your children. Now, how do you, as a father, overcome this separation?
Well, it's kind of hard. I don't think you'll ever overcome it. I think that you just have to face the facts and hope for the best and feel that one of these days, it won't be long, where you'll be staying home all the time. I am not looking forward to getting out of baseball, but in the winter, summertime, I'm able to bring my family with me now. They have learned to adjust to this, so it's not as hard as it used to be, where when I first got traded, it was 2 years away from them in the summertime, but now I'm able to take them with me and look forward to bringing them to Washington, where they can sort of see the national capital and enjoy themselves, where many youngsters will never get to the nation capital.
Well, of course, you're fortunate in many respects. You're fortunate in one respect in particular, in having a wife who is as mature and as adult and as fine a person as your wife Mary is. Now, how do husband and wife work this out? Because, again, in your occupation, wife has to be mother and head of household. Is this something that you discuss before each season, or do you depend on Mary completely?
I have to depend on Mary completely. I think down deep she hates this being separated. I think that it's tough on her. It's getting so now where it's been a little more than year round because the demand on my time as a celebrity has caused me to be away during the winter too. I think that it's my duty as a ball player to get around and also to go to these banquets and keep baseball alive like it is. They treat me well, and I think that it's a great thing for an athlete who enjoys doing it to do it.
In the future, in a distant future, when the inevitable comes, the day when you retire as a player, do you hope to stay in baseball?
I'm just going to let nature take its course, Cliff. I hope to be able to do something in baseball. I know I can sell. I enjoy that type of work. I'm just going to go ahead now and play ball and hope to play as long as I can. When the time comes I have to make a change, well, something will have to come up.
You say you like to sell. Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, I like to. I've been in the selling business for the last few years. I got a batting device now called the Jimmy Pearsall Little Pro, which Roger Maris and Willie Mays endorses for me. All the Newberry stores throughout the country will have it. It's for little leaguers who are interested in developing themselves physically. This is a batting device that you don't have to chase a ball or anything. It's very easy to assemble, and it helps develop your hands and your wrists that all young athletes need to become hitters where they won't be discouraged playing ball.
Yes, I saw it, and it certainly is easy to handle, and well, you would know better than I how much good it would do for a youngster and perhaps on the way to baseball in the future. Jimmy, as a celebrity, when fans keep coming after you to shake your hand, to touch you, asking for autographs, does it sometimes reach a point where it's a little too much?
Only in the spring, Cliff. You just ache so much in the spring, and you're trying to get as much work as you possibly can in, and it's kind of hard to really push yourself to give into it. I just try to be as polite as possible and do as much as I can without hurting anybody's feelings, but that's the toughest time of the year for me.
When people needle you, Jimmy, what runs through your mind?
Oh, just most of the
people. Excuse me, Jimmy, I'm interrupting you. So many people needle you unfairly. I've known you for a few years. In my book, you're not only one of baseball's superior players, you're one of baseball's superior persons. And every now and then people will come out with odd remarks about perhaps a breakdown of years ago or whatever it might be, or about all the color that you display on the field, and Lord knows that's good for baseball. But when they throw that hook in, then what?
Well, I think this, that I have been told many times that this was going to happen by people, and I sort of adjusted myself to the fact, and most of the time it's done by people who are home fans, where we're visiting ball players, and they want to see us, their team win, and want to see us lose. So I take it all in stride and try to pay not too much attention to them. At times I do. I'm human if things are not going too well. But overall, I think I can cope with it now.
Jimmy, one of the nicest things that I saw in baseball took place last year when several fans, certainly irresponsible fans, came on the field and started to molest you. And I saw opposing players come to your side. Do you recall that day and who the player was in particular?
Yes, Mickey Mantle came out. That was the day when these two fans ran out on the field, and he sort of gave me an added courage because when I saw him coming, I knew I didn't have too much to worry about, and it was quite an exciting day for me to also see the own players on my own club come out there, where many times things have been written by certain writers in Cleveland that block players on the club that dislike me and they didn't care too much for me, and same way with the visiting team. And to see them both out there proved one point that I think any ball player would help another if, in case of danger.
Jimmy Parasol, you can hit, you can field, you're fast. What more than anything else would you like to accomplish in baseball?
Well, I'd like to accomplish playing about 17 years. I think I'd like to just play until I'm about 38 and 9 years old. I really would. I think that's one thing I'm looking forward to now, is just getting one year in, year out to keep playing every day.
Does it get tougher each spring now?
I feel this has been a pretty tough spring for me. I don't know why. I did a lot of exercises this winter. I do exercise, I think, that help leg exercises, but I think that the change now from Arizona coming into Florida has been a great deal of difference to me. It's been tremendously hot, which is great, but I think it's just been a sudden change that's caused me to be real sore all spring.
You're sensitive to the difference in climate and air?
I think so. I think that I've always ached more in Florida than I have in fact, I felt this way other years when I was in Sarasota training. I think the wind blows more here.
Jimmy, you're not just another ball player, you're a star. There will come that day we mentioned before when you have to quit. Is there any way that a star can prepare himself for the day when he no longer is on the field performing, when he has to take a back seat?
Well, I think I can adjust to what has to happen. I don't try to get myself all upset about what's going to happen, because once I do, that's what hurts me more. I used to worry about the future all the time. Well, now I have a little security. I'm getting a pretty good salary, thank God, and if I just take care of myself and my family, I think God will take care of me.
I was going to ask you one last question. What more than anything else would you like to enjoy out of life?
Well, I'd like to see my youngsters all growing up and healthy and being able to take care of themselves like any normal family. I think that's the toughest job that any father has, is to be able to bring up a family, and I've got 8 children, so I think that's my goal now, is to see them healthy and successful when they grow up.
Well, those are the views of one of baseball's top players. The name is Jimmy Parasol, outfielder with the Washington Senators, and as far as I'm concerned, one of the finest persons in baseball and in any sport. This is Cliff Evans reporting from Pompano Beach, the spring training camp of the Washington Senators.